Ever wondered why some salespeople consistently outperform others? The answer isn't natural charisma or luck. It's mastery of fundamental principles. Tom Hopkins transformed from a struggling salesman who couldn't afford a proper suit, he wore his high school band uniform to appointments, to becoming a millionaire by age 27. His journey reveals the truth about selling. It's not about being born with the gift, but developing specific skills through dedicated practice. The highest-paid professionals in selling understand a crucial truth. People buy based on emotion, then justify with logic. Even seemingly rational purchases, like industrial equipment, involve emotional factors. Fear of making wrong decisions, desire for recognition, or ambition for advancement. Research shows that up to 95% of purchasing decisions occur in the subconscious mind, driven by emotional rather than rational factors. The emotional buying process begins when buyers suddenly see themselves differently, perhaps as someone who deserves or needs your product. Champions deliberately replace rejection-triggering words with terms that create positive feelings. Instead of discussing cost, they talk about total investment. They never ask anyone to sign anything. Instead, they ask clients to okay the paperwork. These seemingly small language shifts create positive mental images that drive sales success by making prospects feel comfortable rather than defensive. No was likely the first word your parents taught you through pain. Today, that same word blocks your sales success. Most salespeople fail because of their attitude toward rejection. Calculate the cash value of each no to overcome this barrier. If you make $100 per sale with a 10-to-1 contacts to closings ratio, each contact is worth $10. You're paid by the contact, not just the sale. This transforms rejection from pain to profit. Champions develop 5 key attitudes toward rejection. Seeing failure as learning, like Edison. Using negative feedback to adjust course. Developing humor about rejections. Viewing each no as practice. And treating selling as a numbers game. With this mindset, you'll welcome rejection. What other profession pays you for hearing no? As one 40-year veteran said, success in sales is simple. See 20 people belly-to-belly every day. Contrary to the stereotype of pushy salespeople, champions understand that listening is twice as important as talking. The most successful salespeople drive the sales process forward with questions, not statements. Questions serve multiple critical purposes: gaining conversation control, identifying client interests, obtaining minor agreements, arousing emotions, addressing objections, determining desired benefits, and closing the sale. The most powerful questioning technique is the tie-down, a question added to a statement that encourages agreement. When prospects agree that your product meets their needs, they move closer to buying. Effective tie-downs include phrases like, "Isn't it?" and "Wouldn't you?" while smiling and nodding. The key is gathering many minor yeses that lead to the major decision. Champions also use inverted tie-downs that place the question at the beginning and internal tie-downs hidden mid-sentence. These variations maintain natural conversation flow while being less obvious. Finding prospects is the biggest determinant of sales success. The math is simple. If you close one sale per 10 prospects and increase your daily calls from 1 to 4, your monthly sales jump from 3 to 12, potentially quadrupling your income. Referred leads are gold. Champions close them twice as fast as non-referred prospects and at a 40-60% success rate versus just 10-15% for non-referrals. The key is asking for referrals strategically, not vaguely. Set expectations early. Our company builds business through word-of-mouth recommendations rather than expensive advertising. Once you're thrilled with our service, would you be comfortable introducing me to others I might serve? After the sale, follow a structured process. Ask about specific groups your clients belong to. Get correctly spelled names, gather contact information, request clients' call referrals directly if possible, or get permission to use their names when you reach out. Champions who average one referral per sale reach the top 50% of salespeople. Two referrals puts you in the top 20%, three in the top 10%, and four or more places you among the elite 5% who earn the highest incomes. Champions spend only 40% of their time presenting, compared to 80-90% for average salespeople, yet produce twice the volume. Their advantage comes from superior planning, qualifying, objection handling, and referral generation. Your core presentation should never exceed 17 minutes, the limit of maximum client concentration. Even with complex products, eliminate unnecessary details to preserve the prospect's decision-making clarity. Practice until your presentation fits this time constraint. Visual aids provide control and speed, both essential for successful selling. Top producers consistently use them while underperformers avoid them. Though they require preparation, visual aids save time overall and become more efficient with repeated use. Effective aids establish your identity, demonstrate past successes, and show specific benefits prospects will receive. Successful selling requires active client participation. Have clients operate the equipment themselves, entering data, threading needles, or feeding parts. This direct experience creates emotional involvement with the product, essential for closing sales. Objections are stepping stones, not roadblocks, to closing sales. A lack of objections often signals disinterest or unqualified prospects. Champions welcome objections as signs of buying intention and specific issues they can address. The six-step objection handling system begins with listening completely to prospects. Then, feed the objection back questioningly, which often prompts self-resolution. Third, ask for elaboration to gain thinking time. Fourth, answer directly, possibly acknowledging weaknesses while emphasizing strengths. Fifth, confirm your answer satisfied their concern. Finally, change your body language and use transitional phrases to move forward. Never argue with prospects. Many salespeople win arguments but lose sales when offended prospects buy elsewhere. Separate people from their concerns, preserving their self-esteem rather than proving them wrong. Closing is the winning score, the bottom line. Without closing skills, you're like a football team that can't score. Champions begin closing from their first meeting, using test closes throughout, and moving to final closing when clients show readiness. Test closes reveal when clients are prepared to proceed. Three effective approaches include the alternate advance, which delivery date would be best, the 1st or the 15th. The erroneous conclusion, deliberately misstate something so they'll correct you, then document their correction. And the porcupine. When asked about a feature, respond by asking if they want that feature. The 14 most powerful words in closing are, whenever you ask a closing question, shut up. The first person who speaks loses. This advice transformed Tom Hopkins' career. The key is maintaining complete silence after asking for the sale. Most salespeople break within 10 seconds, ruining the closing opportunity. These principles show that selling isn't about tricks, but understanding psychology and helping people make beneficial decisions. These techniques endure because they're built on human connection, which remains essential despite technological changes. Champions aren't born. They're made through practice, persistence, and a genuine desire to serve others.